Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I'm going to talk about email and share some findings from a recent survey done by Adobe covering 1,000 white-collar workers in the U.S. about their email usage. Most of us are buried in email, and that's really no surprise. But it's interesting to look at some details about just how much email consumes us all. The Adobe survey found that checking personal email is up about 17% year over year, and people are checking their personal email an average about 2.5 hours on a typical weekday. And on top of that, they're spending an average of 3.1 hours checking work email. Think about that. The average worker in the United States on a weekday spending 5.5, almost 6 hours a day in email. All this time spent with email means you've basically integrated email into every aspect of your day. 90% of the respondents said they check their personal email during work. 85% said they check their email before they get to work. And about a quarter of the respondents said they look at their email before they even get out of bed in the morning. Additionally, some interesting findings from the survey was that there are some differences across generations, and they're not maybe what you think. Workers aged 25 to 34 seem to spend the most time in their email inboxes at work, about 6.4 hours per day, compared to only 5.8 hours among 18 to 24-year-olds, and only 5.2 hours among those over 35. So it's not necessarily true that older, more experienced workers are spending more time in email. They're actually spending less than most of their younger cohorts. And the 18 to 24-year-old crowd seems to be the most obsessed with their work email. 81% of them said they check their work email on vacation, which was more than any other age group. And more of them, again, another 81% said they check their work email before they get to work in the morning. And finally, more of these 18 to 24-year-olds are focused on reaching this idea of inbox zero, this kind of nirvana where you have no unread work email messages. 64% of the 18 to 24-year-olds said they strive for inbox zero, compared to about 55% of the rest of us. But all this email doesn't mean that face-to-face communications are going away or are less advisable or less preferred by workers. Not yet, anyway. Email has been the most preferred method for workplace communication for the first 3 years Adobe did the survey. But this year, in year four, for the very first time, email and face-to-face conversations were both tied as the preferred method of communication with work colleagues, each coming in at about 31%. Interestingly enough, phone was only 16%. Finally, and most interesting to me, Adobe asked the survey respondents what were the most frustrating and annoying phrases that proliferate in work email. And the number one most attested phrase is one that probably won't surprise you at all. The passive-aggressive, not sure if you saw my last email, that lots of people like to send when they're getting impatient waiting for you, and actually probably me, to get back to them. Most of the most detested phrases are all variations of that. There's not sure if you saw my last email, per my last email, per our conversation, or one I really hate. Any update on this? Look, we all want answers. We all want our emails to be responded to. But think about this. We're spending all day, every day, in email, both work email, personal email. It is pretty easy to get just buried, to get behind, to get not as responsive as we want to be sometimes. We've got to find a way to do a little bit better at helping each other manage this problem. I'm not sure if I have all the answers yet. I'm going to think about this some more, and perhaps we can do a full HR Happy Hour show on workplace communication and email and just how we can treat each other a little bit better in the workplace and get our work done and not send those nasty grams to each other on email so much. It's a really interesting data set, thanks to our friends at Adobe for putting it together. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.